Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
When you've been around companion animals and worked with them for as long as I have, you begin to discover that there's a little prejudice out there. You can always tell when it's a little prejudice because the words little dog are part of the statement. As in, everybody knows you can't housebreak little dogs. Everybody knows little dogs bite. As with so many prejudices, there might be a grain of truth in it, but it's not the grain that most of us would think about. For example, it's as easy to housebreak a little dog as it is to housebreak a big dog. Maybe in some cases easier. On the other hand, little dogs produce less stool and urine. And that seems like a, well, duh, statement. But a lot of times when people lack the time or energy or commitment to properly house train a dog, the fact that it's just a little 2-inch diameter puddle of urine instead of a 6, 8, 10-inch puddle of urine, and they figure, I can just clean that up with a paper towel. That's no big deal. And if you feed them good quality food so that they have firm stool, little dog, heck, you could just pick it up, flush it down the toilet. It's no big deal. And of course, it's a lot more economical to train a little dog to use a pee pad than a big dog. And once you do that, and it's like, oh man, I'm just like so tired. I just don't feel like taking the dog out, you know, taking the puppy out on a regular schedule, offering food and water on a regular schedule. I'll just let the puppy go on the pee pads. And if the puppy misses every once in a while, so what? So in such a way, there possibly could be more little dogs who aren't housebroken than big dogs. And as far as little dogs being nippy, or in the most derogatory expression I've come across, ankle biters or rug rats, that makes sense too. Because a lot of times the way we relate to little dogs, we inadvertently communicate to them that we expect them to protect us and all of our belongings. And like most dogs, little dogs are smart. And sometimes when you're little, you have to be smarter. Because sometimes you have to outsmart those who are a lot bigger than you. And you have to watch out for more things. You have to watch out for feet and table legs and all kinds of big things when you're a little dog. So you learn to be pretty quick in mind as well as quick on your feet. Because of this, when people communicate to you that they expect you to protect them and all their belongings, you're not going to stand back like some 90-pound German Shepherd dog or Rottweiler and wait to kind of get the lay of the land. No way, you don't have time. That guy coming in the front door could squash you like a bug. And so what do? You make a fuss instead. You aggress, you bark, you snarl, maybe you bite. And if you bite, chances are somebody's standing up, you're going to get them in the ankle because you're short and you're little. And that's the way a little prejudice works. What's also interesting is that a little prejudice, like other forms of prejudice, has faded over the years. It peaked back when everybody thought that big dogs were the way to go. And then after people got their big dogs, they discovered that, big dogs will have the same problem as little dogs if you don't handle it the right way, if you're not consistent, if you're not committed. They also eat a lot more. And they produce a lot more stool and urine, and that means you have to clean up more. Everything is bigger. Everything is more expensive. And as the economy started to go south, more people decided that they would make a switch back to little dogs again. But the little dog prejudice is still deeply part of our society. And you'll still hear people say this. It's one thing if they just say it in general. But it's quite another if they look at their own little dog and they use it as an excuse. They use it as an excuse when a dog growls and snarls and snaps. They use it as an excuse when a dog soils in the house to not do anything about it. That's more than prejudice. That's laziness. That's neglect. It assumes that it doesn't cost the dog anything to do this. It assumes that the dog who's marking his territory isn't experiencing any behavioral discomfort. It assumes that the animal who feels obligated to aggress towards someone or something isn't afraid. So don't be a little prejudiced, whether it's your own dog or somebody else's little dog. They're all dogs. They have needs just like you and I do. Are you a little prejudiced? Think about it the next time you see a little dog.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.